This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Adjusting to college is tough for many young people. For some, that difficulty is compounded by the fact that they have diabetes. Now, a group created at USF is spreading across the country trying to help them make that adjustment. It's called, appropriately enough, Students with Diabetes. I'm joined by the organization's founder, Miss America 1999, current USF doctoral student Nicole Johnson, group president, grad student Paige Wagner, and PhD student Stephanie Melton.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Nicole, tell me a little bit about the group and its history.
3 years ago, we started this organization and tested it here at USF with the thought of getting together 18 to 30-year-olds, getting them together to learn relevant information about their diabetes and to connect them socially. And then the outgrowth, ideally, are professional opportunities, friendships, and better health.
Paige, why don't you tell me a little bit about the conference?
Well, I've been to the conference for the past 2 years, and my favorite part is the friendships that I get to make. I've made lifelong friends. While that is my favorite part, I know that I can take away educational opportunities and learn a lot about new technologies, and it's always very exciting.
Now, Nicole, Paige touched on there the idea of social engagement, and that's really at the heart not just of the conference, but also at the mission of Students with Diabetes, is it not?
You're exactly right. And Students with Diabetes exists on about 30 college campuses or communities across the country, and actually we have members on about 100 colleges across the country. The core is making people feel safe, providing them with relationships, providing them with inspiration, and then adding information about disease to that so that there's empowerment to live healthier, to make wise choices, and to be able to just follow your dreams. That's the essence of the conference. Diabetes can be a very lonely place, especially for this age group of individuals. And so we want to take away all the barriers and provide some to increase their happiness quotient, which is something that we've recently been investigating and learning about.
And beyond that social engagement and that happiness quotient that you talk about, there is a little bit of science and knowledge that's going to be imparted to these students during the conference, is there not?
You're exactly right. Some of the things that we do is we offer students the opportunity to engage as participants in research. So there will be a couple of research projects happening at this conference in May. But then we also expose them to research and have scientists come and speak to the participants about cutting edge things like technology is one of them. So one of the greatest experiences that's going to happen at this conference is students are going to be able to touch, feel, and learn about the artificial pancreas. So they're going to see a technology system that may very well be a part of their lives in the coming 5, 7, 10 years that helps regulate blood sugar and deliver insulin in their bodies. It would be transformative. And I'm so thrilled to be able to offer this opportunity of learning to these young people.
Stephanie Melton, you're what's called a type 3 diabetic. Why don't you explain to people what exactly a type 3 diabetic is?
Well, type 3 is a term that we use to talk about the people around a person with diabetes, because we know that diabetes doesn't just impact the individual, that it really impacts the loved ones. So what we do that's a little different from what other diabetes programs do is we include those people in the conversation. And at the conference that's coming up, we'll have a separate track just for those people, because what happens is often they don't get very much diabetes education and then in turn have to care for their loved one, because we know that the more the people around a person with diabetes is supported, the better off the person with the disease will be.
In fact, Stephanie, as a type 3, has been leading a whole platform of research at Bringing Science Home, which is the parent organization of Students with Diabetes, and has recently come out with some really interesting findings around type 3s and what they deal with.
Yeah, one of the things that we found in our research looking at spouses and partners is in our exploratory sample, 90% of our respondents had actually saved the lives of their loved ones, but a very small margin had actually received any kind of formal diabetes education in what to do in emergency situations. So this is a huge gap in the educational process that's just not happening. So our goal is to raise awareness of this and to start filling in that gap with more education for people around diabetes.
Who is your type 3 diabetic tied to?
Well, I've kind of grown up around diabetes. My grandfather had type 1 diabetes, and I have other family members with type 1 and type 2. So it's kind of a natural fit for me, but but it's been really exciting to be a part of this because I feel like I can give back not only to my family but to the larger diabetes community.
Did you have a lot of education or at least, you know, talk to your grandfather about, you know, his living with diabetes? Or, I mean, was it something where, like you say, it was, you know, we knew what to do in an emergency, but we didn't really know what was going on, so to speak?
Yeah, we actually didn't have any really formal diabetes education. Everything we learned from him. And that seems to be the general trend. Spouses, partners, friends learn it from the person with diabetes, which puts a lot of onus on the person to do all this educating. So growing up, we were very open about it, and everyone was taught what to do in those situations. But it came from my grandfather as far as the education.
So a lot of this just goes back to that young adult life where individuals are making decisions about who they're going to be, how they're going to share about their disease, what types of relationships they're going to be engaged in, and including the type 3s and opening up this conversation amongst everyone helps us teach the type 1s to be more inclusive about sharing related to their diabetes and to engage those that they love or might be considering a relationship with so that there is maximum safety in all of their environments.
Paige, you're a graduate student here at USF in the School of Public Health. Students with diabetes, just about 3 years old or so, as Nicole said. When you got to USF, did you have any sort of outlets to you know, address your living with diabetes as a new college student? And how welcome was it when this organization came here?
Actually, 4 years ago, I came here to do my undergraduate degree. So that was when I hit the scene, and I was seeing an endocrinologist on the campus. And I had asked her because after about 6 or 7 months, I felt isolated and like I was in over my head and my health was being put on the back burner. So I asked her and I said, is there anything? Because I haven't found anything. And she told me to email Nicole Johnson, and I did. And there happened to be a meeting the next day, and that's how I got involved. And it changed my life. I immediately felt connected. I could talk about things with these people that I couldn't talk about with anyone else. And I've learned and grown a lot from sharing and experiencing life with these people.
Now, Nicole, how has your past, both as a student here at USF and then as Miss America, really dictated this course in your life?
I think that this all started about 20 or so years ago when I was an undergraduate student at USF and was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and felt very isolated, very alone. There was not relevant education or information to me in my life stage related to things that college students do and are interested in. And so what I've tried to do over the years is create solutions to all of the gaps that I personally experienced, because it's devastating that today, 20 years later, we still have the same issues. We haven't solved it. And so Students with Diabetes grew out of that frustration and that kind of internal fire that was burning to see justice for special populations who live with chronic illnesses that they didn't cause, they can't do anything about, but yet they have to figure out how to address their reality with that disease. It started with being diagnosed with diabetes. It continued with the experience of Miss America and being able to talk with and interact with so many scientists, so many clinicians, and most importantly, so many people living with disease, and then working hard through public health education to understand communities.
Paige, you don't need to necessarily speak for all the other students, but is there the idea that you guys draw inspiration from Nicole for what she's done and what she's trying to do for students with diabetes, kind of, you know, being a little bit of a trailblazer for you guys?
Absolutely. We look up to her and think that she's doing a great job, and that inspires us to maybe further our career and pursue some kind of dream in leading diabetes and diabetes exploration. So it comes in lots of forms, whether it's medicine, whether it's some kind of community group like Students with Diabetes. There's a lot of outlets for people with diabetes, and we've learned a lot from Nicole.
And Nicole, one more time, if you can tell me the little bit of the nuts and bolts about the conference itself, where it's taking place, when it's taking place, how people can register, and who's invited.
Absolutely. Well, the place where you can find out all of the details about the Students with Diabetes National Conference is our website, which is studentswithdiabetes.com. On that site, you'll click some buttons that take you to information about the conference. There's a video that you can view about last year, so you can see how much fun people were having and how much fun you will have if you decide to attend. It's $85, which includes everything. And the conference this year is being held at the Sheraton Suites down near the Tampa Airport. So the $85 includes your registration, your food, your hotel, and all of the swag that comes along with being at a Students with Diabetes conference. Now, what are you going to learn? We're going to knock your socks off because there are going to be great social experiences. We're going to have a big blue party, which is part of the social engagement part. But when we get into the education, we're going to talk with a famous psychologist about diabetes burnout. You're going to touch, feel, learn, see the artificial pancreas with the world leader, Dr. Aaron Kowalski from JDRF. And you're going to hear from other inspirational figures. Jemaya is a fitness expert and a former model and actor who has type 1. And Sebastian Sasseville will be here. He has summited Mount Everest with type 1 and been engaged in so many different Ironman triathlons and competitions. So there is something for everybody, including a beach party, which might turn into a luau. You just never know. So it's going to be a great experience and lots to be learned and applied to your real life.
So more information at studentswithdiabetes.com. Nicole Johnson, founder and executive director of Students with Diabetes, Paige Wagner, the group president, and Stephanie Melton, a member of Students with Diabetes. Thank you so much for joining us today on University Beat.
Thank you.
Thank you.